Alright, welcome to the Crass Files members. Adam plugging in here on Monday night, the 5th of September 2022 for the Night Watch Podcast with Adam. I hope you guys are doing fine out there wherever you may be in extremely strange, bizarre times as we move forward into 2022 here. As always, thank you so much to the members for your ongoing support. This is Real Independent Media here on the ground in Sydney, Australia. So shouting me a cup of coffee a month is absolutely fantastic, and I can't keep a website like that up and running without some support, you know what I mean? Because I decided to go bigger there, and it's a heavy website. A lot of multimedia on there, so my hosting costs and everything have gone up. And so you guys allow me to continue here and do these kinds of podcasts and just keep connecting. It's springtime, or what is it, September here in Sydney, Australia, so I feel terrible because I have hay fever, chronic, and copped it today bad, but plugged in okay, having a gin, and we'll just cover the latest that is in front of me. That's what these podcasts are about, just plugging in and going over what's in front of me, just keeping it easy and light, and sort of just watching. That's what I'm doing. Just I'm on night watch, and I'm just watching alternative media and mainstream media and just everything. There's always going to be a lot that I miss, but I just keep going each night that I'm not on with guests. Bit of a slow week this week, but it will pick up. Just being behind and a bit crook with the hay fever, it really drags you down, huh? You can probably hear me sniffing. chronic. Yeah, more coming up, and been a busy year, eh? I can't believe we're already in September. It's amazing, isn't it? Feels like every time you blink, it's another year. Goes past. Really does feel like a dream, doesn't it, sometimes? Sometimes I don't know the difference between this now and when I'm dreaming at night. It's so strange. I have these dreams in the night that are just so realistic. It's just amazing. It really is a dream, isn't it? And just absolutely incredible times. But everything's up on the website, crassfiles.com. Of course, contact me anytime. Hope you guys can get in the members area there. Chat away is a great members area. And always lots to cover and lots going up. I'll just say a quick one. I usually bring this up when I remember as well. If you get any emails from the Crass Files, from the Stripe system, that's the payment system, perhaps your debit or credit card that you use to sign up might be lost or expired, and just let me know, and what we'll do is we'll cancel your account and log you back in. It only takes a couple of seconds. If you don't do that, the Stripe system will cancel the account, and I have to, it's a more hard work for me as well. I notice there's a couple in there, the payment's overdue, so just email me, and I'll make sure that that's cancelled for you on the website and on the Stripe system, and then just sign up. That's just $5 a month, you know, it's just okay, and sign up again, just like you did before, use your same details, of course, to log in, and then you're in again. That happens. Unfortunately, members are not allowed to change any credit card details or anything on the website. Just a little bit frustrating, but that's the way it can be. Anyway, pretty quick one tonight just to cover the latest, eh? So just get my I'll just get everything rounded up. Good to be here with you guys. Anyway, hope you guys are doing fine, and over there on Telegram as well. That's a funny place, isn't it? Lots going up on Telegram, very active. I've had to make that group private a couple of times because I got bombarded with spam. And then usually I do that for a week or so, and then I make it public again. But I think that upsets the system somehow, and some people can't log back in, and they think that I'm banning them, but I'm not, folks. I don't ban anyone. I'm only deleting, spam bots. on Telegram. That's it. And there's only been one person that was upsetting everybody and being very arrogant, so I hated to do it. But I don't ban anyone over there. Everyone's allowed to have their freedom of speech. That's okay. But sometimes, yeah, you got to be a bit careful there. But I would never ban you. So just let us know, and we'll work on it. There's a few ways there to fix. But going well over on Telegram and on the website. I'm looking at some great articles going up in the Crass Files members chat today from the members in there, always putting really good info up. So get into the Crass Files chat, just log in as a guest user, use whatever name you want, and post away. It's a good little platform in there, you know, and it's completely private. And As the website continues, amazing. All that information stays up. We were discussing Dictator Dan. He doesn't like being called Dictator Dan anymore. He wants to be called Daddy Dan or Uncle Dan. We were talking with Johnny the other day. I've put that out there, so it was good to cover this mongrel. This filthy mongrel, this psychopathic criminal and traitor and compromised communist shithead. It was good to do a podcast on that, and there's always going to be lots more to cover, but going well, and was a good podcast, so I thought I would just continue a little bit here anyway, the common theme of that. Just running through the latest articles, some you may have seen or missed or whatever. This is fairly recent. From news.com.au, Daniel Andrews' government lashed as the worst in modern Australian history. Daniel Andrews has been lashed by former Prime Minister as new polling reveals he is cruising towards a third election win. We'll discuss this a little bit, why I'm worried and why I'm less worried, but why I'm worried. Daniel Andrews has been accused of running the worst government in Australian history by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. The Victorian Premier is on track to become the state's longest-serving Premier, with the latest news poll published in The Australian showing his party is steaming towards a third election victory. Unbelievable, isn't it, folks? And I do feel for all those folks like us down there who went through 2 years of hell, longest lockdowns in the world, a criminal and outrageously violent police state, and a compromised mongrel like this, and all the hard work that you guys have put in. And if we were going to just look at the political spectrum tonight, because I always try to cover both angles, and I know a lot of people probably listen to this, they believe that we could make change politically or in the courts and everything. I just don't happen to believe that so much, but I understand and I keep it in my heart that we can, and I just want to find the best way. But I feel for, all those folks down there who battled so hard. I have friends down there and I chat to them, and they were at all the protests, they were shot at, they were abused as well, and now they're looking at another 3 years of this psychopathic mongrel. And I guess if you take a look at it, you know, there's not really any election. I'll get XYZ up because I think, I don't know if I mentioned this the other night. Oh, no, I did with Johnny, but maybe it's better to start with that, why this is happening, because it was a really good article. Let me see if it's still here. Far-right extremism. Okay, so this was such a great image, you know, the image with the Gestapo in black and Daniel Andrews as a devil behind them. Oh God, I love that image. Whoever did that, you are brilliant. With the satanic star on him, and he's just hovering over the streets of Melbourne with the Darth Vader Robocops in black and their shields. And we're disarmed. We're not even armed. This was a really good article that I did post on August 29, if you missed it. Democracy does not work. Daniel Andrews is on track to become Victoria's longest-serving Labor Premier, with the latest news poll showing his government is heading towards an election victory. This is up in November, I think, this year. The news poll published in The Australian shows Labor holds a two-party preferred lead over the coalition of 56 to 44. How about those numbers? Less than 3 months out from polling day. And you got to look at as well the coalition and the Labor Party. As I said, they're opposames, and the Green Party and the new Teal Independents, they're all opposames. They're the same party, but they're pretending to be different as to distract the public away. So it's a vote for the one, you know what I mean? It's the same party. And but the thing is, this is by design. They have, I mean, you would expect after what this criminal did, this psychopathic, he's a murderer, and he's a cruel, violent, vindictive mongrel. God knows how many deaths he's been responsible for, not just the suicides and the jab deaths and the suffering and the loss of business. I mean, my God, this guy should be up for war crimes in those tribunals, you know. This guy needs to be imprisoned for the rest of his life, but here he is about to win the next election, and it hasn't even happened yet. So the media, being the filthy, disgusting mongrels that they are in this country, I hate the Australian media, mainstream media, all of them. They're just the scum of this earth. They are just putrid, filthy, evil, boot-licking, devil-worshipping scum. And it just shows you that they want this guy in, so they're telling you he's already won, and this, you know, and all of this. So they want the public to think that, so they go and vote that way, you know. It's all a psyop. But, you know, he will get in as well. I called this last year. I've been calling it since last year that he will easily win this year. We'll talk about the easily win. You know, but this is done by design, because you would expect, after what everybody's been through down there, with what happened there, that you would expect someone to come out of this mess and show some kind of spirit, fighting spirit, show the Australian people something and get people on board. But there's just absolutely nothing, folks. That's the problem. There's no competition to this psychopathic murderer. There's no competition to him down there, and the Liberal Party are just pathetic, and they're not putting anyone up that's gonna get the public in. They're just giving up already, and that is by design, because this guy is meant to go in, because he's only half finished, you understand? Andrews is only probably not even halfway through this plan. He's got that far. So this part's over, but the next is coming, the next parts of this. And you look at it, what is it, 22? So he wins this year, 23, 24, 25. He won't go out till 26. And what is it, Agenda 2030, so well into play. You've got to remember all the, you know, the climate change, global warming, whatever they want to call it, stuff that's going to come into play, the new green agenda stuff, the new smart city grid, the high technology, the track and trace stuff, spying on everybody, the new cars, the new electric cars, the whole infrastructure change, you know, the whole smart city beast system grid run on 5G and 6G and upwards is all going to be installed now by him. And also, as we were talking about with Johnny, you know, going into your veggie patch in your backyard, so you can't even do that anymore. Another level, a different form of putrid tyranny is coming. But, you know, this whole jabbing everybody and the lockdowns and everything, like, that's a different part of this. He moves on with the big Rockefeller and agenda, which you know, this is Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and big players and big bankers. Yeah, a lot of these fuckers are Jews, I know that, you know. The Jews are a huge problem, because Jews, with their big fucking noses, they love this putrid system of death. They love this because they themselves have been used. But as Johnny said, I have to agree, this goes further than them. You know? But it is pure communism. And if you look at China, that is the model. If you look at Melbourne, that is the model for what all of us in Australia, I think, eventually will see. Skye Andrews, as Johnny says, is a Catholic communist. And I'm sure he's got a lot of juice in there, and I'm sure we do know, and we've covered it on this podcast, he's working with Israeli intelligence and government, you know, in training this militia forces that he have down there in black that are coming back, because you're going to be looking at climate lockdowns. What Andrews is going to do is what we were talking about on the podcast the other day. He is playing the nice guy now. He's playing dumb, you know. He's playing dumb. He's playing dead, you know. And all the sports are back down there, and everyone's going to the stadiums, and they're having their beers, and they're enjoying their hot dogs, and everyone's kind of thinking that everything's normal. And he's, as I said, he's Daddy Daniel Andrews now. Everything's good. He's the good guy. But I'm telling you, the next stage of these operations for Agenda 2030 are on the way once he gets back in again, depending on how much of the how much seats or the government he actually wins. You know, we'll talk about that in a minute. How much power he actually gets. But make no mistake, this guy is heavily funded and backed, and extremely compromised. And that's what we were saying with Johnny as well the other day. The more violent and horrible and vindictive these creatures are, the more compromised they are, and the more they're willing to do for their devil overlords. And God knows what this God, this entity does. I think we forgot to mention as well, because Johnny was talking about the other day that he's got a transvestite partner. If you look at Daniel Andrews' so-called wife, just like Obama and all of them, they're men, right? And these men, as Johnny said, love to fuck each other in coffins. They're sick. They're Freemasons. And as we said, this goes up to High Vatican Freemasons. And so this guy is playing the victim now, and he's Daddy Daniel Andrews. But yeah, once he gets that, it just depends on how much he wins, I guess, this year. I don't believe in politics and voting and all that. I think if we're living in a company, there's no use, but it will be interesting to watch. The majority thing, like how much he wins and what happens there, and it is unbelievable. Anyway, with the article, however, Labor's victory is said to be not as comprehensive as its November 2018 Dan slide. It's called the Dan slide, when the two-party referred percentage was 57.3 to 42.7 in its favour, so he's going to lose a little bit there. You got to remember the leftists and the freaks and the goblins and ghouls and devil worshippers and cancel culture zealots and Black Lives Matter fuckwits and all these perverts and pedophiles and weirdos that are crawling out of the bowels of hell. They love this guy. He's their poster child. You know, he's their Justin Bieber for a 13-year-old girl on the wall with the poster. They just love him, you know what I mean? They absolutely love this guy. And these people are our enemy, and these people are going to drag us all in through the gates of hell. They're going to drag everybody down, and our children and our future generations, these fucking psychos, these cancel culture psychos, you know. And they love this guy because he's wicked and he's sick and he's perverted. And I was saying before, have a look at his so-called wife. That is a dude. Come on, that is a dude. Have a look at Daniel Andrews' so-called wife. There's a couple of pictures. I'm like, that is a guy, okay? So he's a homosexual. And this is the same as Obama and all of these people. So it's just like working for a Japanese company, you know, something like that. They want you to be married because it portrays a good image. This is what they do with the public, you know. You always see these prime ministers and these presidents up there, and they're waving with their partners and their wives because that gives that nice, wholesome image to the public. Not only is that not true, in this case, you're being absolutely double duped because that's a dude. So Daniel Andrews is definitely a homosexual. That's why he pushes the LGBTQ plus agenda and the safe schools agenda on our children. That's why he pushes all that perverted material into the schools, because he is a sick pervert. And you can clearly see it. So tell me if I'm wrong, folks. I don't know what you think. Let me know. Say, Adam, you're wrong. No, I think that is a woman. Let me know. Have a look. I can put some pictures up if you want, but have a look. That looks like a transvestite to me, which proves to you that Andrews is not only extremely sick in the head and demented and perverted, but he's a homosexual. And that just makes perfect sense to me. Also, remember last year or the year before when Daniel Andrews went up against that tribunal that time where they were questioning him? And he looked really young. Do you remember that? Looked like a boy. How weird was that? And then supposedly he fell down the stairs and all of this. What a weird, weird character. Anyway, did I mention this article was from xyz.net.au, a good Aussie website? They got the video there, the graphic video in Flinders Street Station when Shane Patton said they won't hesitate to use force against you if you don't do what you're told. And the vision there was a disgusting fat thug cop with his black gloves on walking up behind a man who's talking to another police officer peacefully and picking him up and throwing him on the platform of the train station, and you hear his head actually burst like crack. The footage went all around the world. They got that there. So don't you believe for one second that these disgusting fucking criminal bastard cops, that's what they call themselves, won't come back again at Daniel Andrews' click of his fingers. You know what I mean? If you think, because you're allowed to go back to your sporting events and things like that, that this is not going to happen again, we have had a taste of pure evil and tyranny, and that can come back at any second. He already has handed himself pandemic powers, folks. He can call a pandemic whenever he fucking wants. He doesn't need anybody's input. He does what he wants. He can just say, I'm calling one, and lock everybody down again. But I said the climate lockdowns are coming. The electric system, the electricity system, the blackouts, all of this. Punishing people. Taking away petrol cars. All of this kind of stuff's coming. The whole new green agenda. Klaus Schwab's you will own nothing and be happy agenda is coming. And this guy is in their pockets. He's licking their testicles as we speak. So there's videos here just showing protesters being shot. And then there is the incredible video of these psychopathic, tactical kind of militarized guys in black with full automatic weapons throwing a guy on the ground, I think out of a wheelchair. I'm not sure. The guy looked unconscious and they were hitting him in the head with a rifle butt. Vicious war crimes against the Australian people. This whole part of our history that people are only willing to forget too soon. It's just like evil from hell that happened in this part of the world. It is just so frightening. These guys, wherever the hell they got these maniacs from, these compromised maniacs, these are not police. These guys are contract killers. These guys are mercenaries. They're not police forces. These are not the guys in blue that are on the streets now back again. These guys came out of a black hole from hell. They just came out of a shadow. You pulled a skull down on a wall and it just spinned open, and these guys came out from there, all in black with this tactical stuff on. There's the video right there in front of me, and we've posted it 1,000 times and tried to get it out to the world. It's only 5 seconds, that video. But you can see them clocking this guy on the ground in the head, an unarmed Australian citizen in Melbourne, being clocked in the head with the back of a rifle butt. A automatic weapon right in the back of the head, man, with these guys. This was frightening. I can't believe it, folks. I just can't believe it. I'm in the twilight zone. I can't believe that so many Australians are just going back to their sporting games and they're so willing to forget what this was. This is unbelievable. I'm going to keep posting this until the day I die. I'm never going to forgive or forget this, what this fucking bastard did. And as I said, they're not cops. They brought them in. I don't know. I would say they're a mix. I'd say this is through the UN, and these are contract agencies. These are like mercenaries. They weren't part of the police force down there. We know this got exposed because they were just bringing in all these hired thugs, and they don't give a shit about you or your kids. They don't give a fuck about you. They're here to kill if needed. All that was remaining after seeing at the Shrine of Remembrance when those people were being shot by these fucking criminals in this country, on our soil, the only thing that was missing was live bullets. I think I was honestly thinking they're about to do it. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Passing legislation allowing you to remain a dictator for life is perfectly acceptable, as is drafting legislation allowing your goons to destroy people's homegrown food under the pretext of biosecurity. Of those polled, 54% said they were satisfied with Mr. Andrews' performance. Now, do you think that this is real, or the media are just telling you this? Because I think it's real. I think people are that fucking stupid. And it explains why in this article. Down from 56%. Wow, what a big fall at the November 11th. November 11 to 17, 21 news poll, while 41% were dissatisfied, a decrease of 1. 5% were uncommitted. Mr. Guy has seen his satisfaction rating fall from 34 to 32, with those dissatisfied rising from 42 to 49. 19% were uncommitted. On the question of who would make a better premier for Victoria, 51% said Andrews, while 34% nominated Mr. Guy. There are several factors which have led to such a horrific forecast. First, there's the opposition leader himself, a pathetic, weak, spineless, coward, stupid, ass-licking, boot-polishing fucking shill that just looks like he's dead. You know what I mean? I mean, this guy looks like he's just walking around dead. He doesn't even appear like a shadow to me. He's just nothing, an empty vessel. What a fucking bleak character. He doesn't do anything because that's his job, folks. That proves to you that we're dealing with the same system here. He is being brought in like in a big heavyweight, fixed title fight where they tell the guy you're going down in round 3. This is this guy, you know what I mean? This people think that Liberal and Labor are different. It's all fixed. That's what they don't understand. I don't know how we were talking about this since we started podcasting. You know, that these and it's particularly elderly people in this country are the big problem. You know, my father voted Liberal, his father voted Labor, we're Labor voters, and it's just, you see them every election, it's like, for God's sakes, help me. He's Eastern European, if you know what I mean, and weak as piss. The Victorian Liberal Party is pathetic. They had one guy, the whole party, who was prepared to speak out against COVID tyranny and the moral degeneracy imposed by the Andrews regime, but they kicked him out. We should consider the nature of polls themselves. In America, the Democrats tried very hard to rig the 2016 presidential election, and they just didn't do it well enough. And the purpose of modern political polls is to prepare the minds of the electorate for the result the elite intend to rig. It's entirely possible that these polls are a mere pre-fortification of the Victorian election. The demographics of Victoria and Melbourne in particular have been turned upside down by mass immigration by Mr. Andrews, not without intent. He knew, see? What a smart, I mean, what a cunning machine. What a cunning machine, eh? So he's brought migrants in from war-torn, violent African countries. And so Melbourne is like the most immigrant-based or multicultural place city, I guess, in Australia, for example. He's brought them in mass immigration from terrible countries. And last year's Australian census showed that real Australians are now a minority in this country. And it's only going to get worse until we get expelled ourselves. And Melbourne is one of the primary destinations for new migrants. Melbourne hosted the biggest of the massive protests which swept Australia in the summer of 21 and 22. And they were big. However, the protests were 99% white people, indicating that foreigners are fine with COVID tyranny because no matter how bad it gets here, it is never going to be as bad as it was for them back home. You get it? At least not yet, but it will be because they're stupid and they're making a big mistake. And by the time it is, it will be too late. Thus, a huge chunk of Victorian voters are unmoved by Daniel Andrews' desecration of the Shrine of Remembrance, both from cultural and political perspective. So he shit all over the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne City. Daniel Andrews and his hired mercenary thugs that answer to the United Nations, right? They shit all over the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne. And Andrews and his police forces shit on it. They shit on it in front of Australia and the world, and we did nothing about it. And the only people standing up for it were Australians. Right? But this shows you the kind of traitor and communist fucking scum this guy is. It really does. It really, really, it just shows you, you do not need anything more, what they did. And the Victorian police forces in blue, they stood down when they attacked people at the Shrine of Remembrance. It was the mercenary hired thugs that came in their black uniforms and shot Australian citizens in the back with their weapons. And as I said, this was a heartbeat away from firing live ammunition onto people. And would we be so shocked? Andrews doesn't work for us, folks. And this is what Australians just can't get in their head. So what happens in this situation? Well, yeah, we're upset, but you bring in massive amounts of Africans and people from other countries, and they just don't care about the Shrine of Remembrance because it just doesn't resonate with them. They're not born here. See? This is the way they shit on everything. So the Shrine of Remembrance means nothing to them. They got their meal ticket when they were allowed into this country, and they're not prepared to rock the boat. So then there are real Victorians themselves, and don't forget, folks, many of them have fled and left the state, or what's left of them. Melbourne has been a hive of leftist scum and villainy for several decades. Marxist infiltration, education system being infiltrated, and public institutions as well as entrenched, and it is paying off in spades for this communist, lying, filthy traitor. This isn't simply about union government collusion or the immunity of safe school architects from the public ire. Victorians themselves have become despicable. It's nearly September 22 and people aren't simply still wearing masks. They're still giving you funny looks if you're not wearing one. A large portion of Victorians are little more than brainwashed subhuman idiots. And this is unfortunately what's spreading, folks, and it's only going to get worse as we get bred out. And what's left of us are just fucking idiots who are just slaves on their knees. And their daughters will be raped by these migrants as well. And they will enjoy it. And this is what's happening to this country. And it's just a fact. And this is what this criminal is doing. And we're allowing to do it. And unfortunately, it's just going to be too late soon. That's the sad thing and the scary thing as well. That just, boy, it really is such a concern. And there's no... August 17th, 2022, The Age, 100 days out, the state election is Labor's to lose. With 100 days to go, the Victorian election is Labor's to lose. The Andrews government retains an election-winning lead over the coalition. Nothing. But there remains a real risk Labor will be unable to govern in its own right after polling day. This is what I wanted to finish on tonight, folks. This is the silver lining here, or the light at the end of the tunnel here, and how we must move forward. So that's the assessment of pollsters, party insiders and academics ahead of November state election, in which the Daniel Andrews government will ask Victorians for a third term in office. And when it gets it, it will screw you into the ground like you've never been screwed. And these migrants, they're going to cop it so bad, and boy, do they deserve it. And look how they were treated in those apartment buildings that we were talking about with Johnny. They locked all those apartment buildings down and told them, you're not coming out. And this was a lot of migrants in these buildings. They threw those soggy sandwiches at their doors, treated them like mongrels, and they were willing to take it because they don't want to rock the boat, because they don't want to go back to their own countries, and it's still better here for the time being. That's what the article I read just said. It's still a little bit better here, but soon it's going to be so putrid and bad here that they're going to be desperate to get back to their countries, I'm telling you. Knowing full well that they did nothing to help us get out of this. That they just used us, abused us, and then when it got really bad, they bailed the ship, just like all the rest of them. Unfortunately, it's the real Australians, the European white Australians in this country that are going to cop it so bad. The most recent Resolve political monitor from April shows the government's primary vote has fallen to almost 6 points since it won in 2018, with a landslide 43%. Wow, this is consistent with internal party polling, which paints a worrying picture for the government. Former Labor strategist Cos Samaras, who is now the Director of Strategy and Campaigns at Redbridge Group, said he expected there to be an overall swing against the government of about 4-5%, but it was unlikely to cost the election for Labor. Labor insiders said it was inevitable they would lose some support from the high benchmark set at the 2018 poll, driven in part by dissatisfaction with the government's COVID response, which has supercharged a weariness voters naturally feel towards any long-term government. This is in addition to Victoria's worsening health crisis, rising cost of living, it's only going to get worse, and Monash University Associate Professor Paul Strangio said the public often have a healthy instinct to charge governments when they thought the incumbent's time was up. He pointed to the stunning swings Labor suffered in Melbourne's outer suburbs in the May federal election as a sign the party had lost support in traditional heartland seats. In the federal seat of Scullin, frontbencher Andrew Gillies' primary vote fell by 14%, which could affect the state seats of Mill Park and Thomastown. In the federal seat of Calwell, Labor's vote fell by more than primary vote fell more by 9%, hurting Labor's vote in Yurok and Broadmeadows. And so there's a lot of seats that could fall here. But this bozo for the coalition isn't going to do anything. That's what we do know. Look, looking at this politically, I would say 100%. I called this last year. We got another 3 years of this dictator, and I feel really, my heart is heavy for folks down there who are on our side and understand what I'm saying now. It's going to be crushing. I know that, but probably the light at the end of the tunnel may be that he's going to lose a majority, you know what I mean? So he won't have the same government to form that he did before, because there would have to be a couple of million, wouldn't there, in all of Victoria, I mean, at least, that are not going to vote for this fucking psychopath. You know, there would have to be a few million, right? There would have to be. But, you know, just like the last election, what's going to happen here is very, 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 not only unfortunate, but extremely cunning. Because what we have now is a new system in this country, and they're called Teal Independence. And the Teal Independence mopped up all the people on the fence in the last elections that didn't know which way to go and just didn't want to vote for ScoMo or any of them, you know, and then they just fell into that trap, but that was going straight into the beast's mouth, you know. And so the Teal Independents are basically like, it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know, they're coming in and they're going to chomp up all the you know, they're going to chomp up all the voters who are not sure. When we really need to be focusing on one nation, Clive Palmer's party, United Australia, and the independents, the hunters, shooters, these ones, and liberal Democrats like this, you know what I mean? Because that's fairly solid if you're just going to be talking about the elections, which I thought I would do tonight, just because we talked about Andrews the other day, and they do have a big election coming up this year, and although it's painful for me, it's still worth covering every angle, you know? And so we need one nation. I've spoken to those guys and I've followed them. They're really good, and we need to support them, you know. I think at the end of the day, I think one nation is the best bet. And I think Clive Palmer's United Australia Party as well, I know they've done okay there. And let's hope that they do better, because in a way, you know, it's probably better that Andrews gets back in, because he's going to anyway, right? There's no way that he's not going to get back in. He's already won, so there's no use even bothering about that. He's won. What we need to focus on now is the majority, so how much he loses in that win. And if it could be very fun, because if he retains his position as the devil of Victoria, or the tyrant of Victoria, but the government is completely switched up and changed around him, and it suddenly becomes a hostile environment for him, and his little buddies are all cast out, and he doesn't have the same platform or playing field that he did before, that will be a very interesting thing, you know, because he will win. He will win the election because there's no one else, and he is being pushed in, and there's no way to get him out unless, as I said, everybody in Victoria goes and personally pulls him out of those chambers and says, "We're done with you, get out," and they break down the walls there. But that's not going to happen. We're not ready as Australians to do that. It's going to take another 3 years of this violent criminal to be in power for people to lose so much and become so desperate, like what's happening over in Bangladesh and these countries and these poorer countries, and we're starting to see in Europe. People are going to start, you know, because his next game is to take out all the farmers and all our growing areas and all this. I don't care what you do in Victoria, if you raise animals or sheep, or you grow wine, or you grow fruit and vegetables, whatever you do, this guy and his government and his monkeys, the flying monkeys, like out of the Wizard of Oz, they're coming for you. And things are going to get so bad over the next 3 years. That's what I've been saying here. They're going to get so bad, and we are going to be, as a nation, we're going to be finally forced to act, because there's going to be no other way out. This guy's coming for your farms, folks. He's coming for your backyard potato patch. You know what I mean? He wants everything until you have nothing. Cashless society's coming. You know? He's going to take your car. He's going to take your business. You're going to be on your bended knees begging for him to help you. I'm telling you. This is his next role. This is only going to be... The thing is, the next part of this plan is going to be more incremental. It's going to be like someone strangling you slowly. You know what I mean? It's going to be that room I talked about with the spikes coming out of the walls and the roof and the floor. And it's just getting... It's coming in. It's not going to be like this violent smash you in the head, throw you on the ground, get a needle in your arm. They've done that. They've tagged you. Okay? They've chipped you. They've got their numbers. Yeah? They've crunched their numbers. They know that they're bigger and more powerful than the people. And no matter how many people protest, those police forces in black can bring them down. They've done all their numbers are all crunched. All everything's done. It's all in a file on his desk in his ivory tower made of bones and skulls with his black gloves on. He's got it all organized now. Now we take him down like the wobbly bowling pin that won't fall. Boom, knock it over. We got him. That's where he's going now. Now Daniel Andrews, after trying to act like the good guy for a few months in between elections, now as we go into 23, and it's particularly into winter 23, now is when he goes in for the kill. And now Australian people are really going to see hardship. I'm telling you. So what's happening now is these United Nations teal independents who have all been perfectly placed by these multi-millionaires who are all tied up with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the United Nations and up. They're all being ready to go. Where were the climate 200 teal independents before? Where were they in the last elections? Never heard of them. Now they're in Victoria. Now they're in Australia. Now they're in New South Wales. They're everywhere. Okay, and they smashed it in the last election. So what they've done is they've created these climate 200 teal independents to oversee, to overtake One Nation and Clive Palmer and all these real independent parties, to get rid of them, to sucker punch, to hook, line and sinker the weak-minded and uneducated, on-the-fence, wobbly Australians who are not happy with Dan the Man and not happy with their fake government, and now they're thinking, what am I going to do with my vote today? It's like some stupid idiot in a mall that's got like a wallet full of money. Where can I spend my money today, you know? There's going to be a lot of people wanting that money, telling them all sorts of things. Come here, see, you know, get this, get that. So what they've done is very, very cunning, and it just perfectly fits with the Agenda 2030 agenda, is they've brought in the climate independence, the climate 200 with the shady millionaires. And so they fund these people, and I witnessed it here in the last Australian elections, the federal elections. These teal independents had trucks driving around with, you know, Hoyts. You know, if you go to Hoyts and you watch a movie, like this going on the trucks, and it, in all the coastlines, you go down the beach and there was just flags with these people's faces on there. I mean, people had it on their doonas and pillows, you know, on their coffee cups in the morning, these teal independents. You would get up in the morning and have your cup of coffee, and you're like, "Hoo!" And there's one of the teal independents on your mug. You know? Everywhere that you go, there's these teal independents, and you're just thinking, this is... And I spoke to the One Nation guy, didn't I? And they're saying they had to pull the money out of their own pocket and only got a little bit from the party. I mean, and you just, you cannot... I went down and I took photos and I looked at the local school where they had the polling booths, and it was just these independents and Zali Stegel and these weirdos. You just couldn't beat them. They're constantly filling up our mailboxes with their vile fucking vomit shit. and you got to keep throwing it in the bin. They just have no, there's no money spared. They just have endless bank accounts. And so what's happening now in Victoria, obviously because there's so much dissatisfaction with Daniel Andrews and his government and so many people don't like him anymore and they're going to change their vote, the teal independents, boom, they've landed the climate 200. And they're going to steal their votes because they're independent, right? And this is a real shame, folks, that people don't have the foresight to see through this, that they don't have the vision, they don't have the mindset to understand that this is a trick. And that it's all going to Andrews. This is the several independents on climate integrity. You see, the climate's changing, folks. Well, I'll tell you what, the climate changed a lot today. It was kind of cold in the morning and then it got warm and windy in the day and then it kind of got colder earlier on and it's fairly cold now, but the wind stopped. So the climate's changed a bunch of times today. Unbelievable. It's really incredible. And they're all women. Teal Sophie Scamps. Sophie Scamps, never heard of this horrid creature in my life, another one that looks like a lizard with lipstick on. Sophie Scamps, during the last federal elections on the northern beaches of Sydney where I am, you couldn't move. It was just everywhere you went, everywhere you went. How the hell does this person, who nobody's ever heard of in their lives, have that amount of money to just spray all of these areas in Sydney with this propaganda? I mean, it was absolutely overwhelming. Sophie Scamps, Zoe Daniel, Monique Ryan, Allegra Spender, Kylie Tink. These are the opposames. These are the characters that have been cast into this play to fool you, the voter, to get your votes. And this is all part of the United Nations, WHO, you know, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, Rockefeller, Klaus Schwab, IMF, Vatican, big banker, Jewish, fucking whatever you fucking want to call it, Agenda 2030, to control our lives so you will have no job, no car, nothing. You will own nothing and you will be completely under control in a robot. These women, if that's what you want to call them, are the happy smiley face of this system of death. And now they're going to implement this into Victoria. Sure, many of us are going to understand this, but most won't. And they're going to vote for these climate teals. They're telling you that climate teals will receive strong support throughout Victorian and Melbourne suburbs. And they got massive. So, you know, Melbourne, as we head towards the election this year in November, is going to get absolutely bombarded with this teal propaganda. If you're listening to me now in Melbourne, you wait. It is going to be everywhere. As I said, it's going to be on your coffee mug in the morning, these women. And you're like, who is this? And I guarantee you, they're all going to be women. All going to be women. So I hope the real women out there, the real women, the real moms, the real women that understand what's going on here, can fight back here and understand that these traitors, these criminals, to see them for the skanks that they really are. But it's coming. And this was a master play. A master play. As people in their millions become disillusioned and disorientated and angry with governments, and they want to change their voting ways, their voting patterns, yeah? Bring in these climate people to suck up their votes like a Hoover, yeah? And then distribute it back to the same parties that these people hate in the first place. You know what I mean? That's all they're doing, folks. This is what I'm saying. Your only bet And they're all named Zoe for some reason. Why are all these teal independents that the climate zealots named Zoe? Can anyone fucking explain that to me? This is why we need Pauline Hanson's One Nation. One Nation and Clive Palmer's party in there to break heads and to make it very uncomfortable for Andrews and his regime. But I'm telling you, if Andrews gets in, but he loses his position in Parliament there, like he loses a lot of power, but you get a lot of Victorians voting for these teals, it's just exactly what he wants. So it's not it's a win-win for Andrews. But if you get a large proportion of Victorian society voting for One Nation and United Australia Party and the Real Independents, then you've got an uncomfortable environment for Andrews and his crew. But I'm telling you, just watch it, folks. I'm calling it now. Andrews will win, but he'll win with a less of a minority, so he won't do as well as he did before. And the teal independents, the climate change zealots, will mop it all up, and One Nation and those parties will just do okay. I've already seen it. It's already happened. So we're in the greatest con of our lives, folks, because, as I said, this is diabolical, because they're using people. They're manipulating people because they know people care about the environment around them, and they're calling these people independents to get your votes, but it's for Andrews and it's for the United Nations Agenda 2030 system. I covered this after the election. The millionaire that owns all of this and who he is and how he's tied up the climate people and how they're all tied up to the UN. I already did this on a podcast after the federal elections. Very sad indeed, folks. So all these, all these poor souls who don't like Dan the man anymore are going to vote for the teal independents because, number one, it's going to be splashed all over Melbourne and Victoria. You're not even going to be able to take a wee in the toilet without these teal independents' faces imprinted on the tiles. When you get in the car, it's going to be on the news. When you turn on the TV, they're going to be there. When you walk down the street, there's going to be flags. When you go to the beach, there's going to be propaganda. When you open the papers, they're going to be there. And they're going to be telling you that this is a better option than Daniel Andrews' Labor government. But it's basically a propaganda arm of the Andrews government, which is, of course, attached to the UN and beyond. You know what I mean? It's the same system. You can just attach the whole thing. And unfortunately, because people want to help climate change and they don't even know what they're talking about and that they're being duped, instead of just going down and in massive numbers voting for One Nation and these parties, they're going to vote for the teals. The teals. And what are we? We're in September, October, November. It's only, boy, geez, September the 5th. September, October, November. 2 months, folks. Three months, maybe. Barely 3 months. Under 3 months. I'm telling you, this is the result. Daniel Andrews will win. I'm telling you now, Daniel Andrews will win. Again, another 3 years. Labor will win quite easily, but with a less majority, you know what I mean? Like, it won't be as big a win as he did previously, 3 years ago. And the government will be changed up a little bit. There'll be little small pockets in Melbourne and around Victoria that really hate Dan Andrews, and you can see that in the results. But you're going to get a massive swing towards the Greens and the teal independent climate nuts. And One Nation and Clive Palmer will do just okay, but they won't talk about it too much. And that's your election. Daniel Andrews winning with teal independents taking heaps of seats and doing really well and crushing it, and the Greens mopping up everything else. So really just look at the elections we just had, the federal elections. And I'm just calling the elections. So when this happens, just come back to this podcast and say, Adam, you're actually wrong. And I'll get up here and I will throw a tomato in my own face. That's okay. But I'm just telling you what's going to happen, exactly what's going to happen, because I can already see it. That is exactly what's going to happen. Daniel Andrews win, less of a majority. Teal independence, boom, smash it. Take heaps of seats and Greens as well. And One Nation and those parties, just okay, little bit, couple of percent. This is the painted picture. This is the painted picture. This is it, folks. I wish I could be more positive. I really do. I wish I could be more positive, but all I could hope for is a change. And I'm reaching here. I'm reaching big time. I would just hope that it wouldn't be like that, and that we're going to see people who understand what's really going on here, and that this Teal system is a scam, and that we need our, you know, brass knuckles parties in there to cause disruption for Andrews. We need Pauline Hanson's One Nation and these parties. And this is what I was saying many times on the podcast. Politically speaking, we need these parties in there. So then we work from there. We just have to take what we can get, because it's a political world. And I am a political girl, right? We're living in a political world. I am a political girl. Everyone's political. People love politics. They love the mainstream media. They love politics. It's the theater of life, folks. It's the theater of war. You know? Propaganda reigns. Propaganda rules. All we're going to do is see through it. But what we can do also as we navigate through this system and survive ourselves and become better than the system, and we do not let this system steal our identity or our souls, we have to also play ball within that system. We have to move in and out like they did in The Matrix, you know. They went into The Matrix, and when he was showing him people walking and all this stuff, and this system, they're still our enemy until we can wake them up. We've got to interact with the system, but in that way, we just have to try and get good or little incremental better results in every way that we possibly can to buy us more time, to buy us more time, you know. I would only hope for as I said, Daniel Andrews definitely going to win 150%. There's no way, because that's just the way it is. Sorry, folks, that's it. But I would only hope for an uncomfortable environment for him. But if it is a lot of people go to the Teals, it's going to be exactly what he wants, because that's the part of his next agenda. That's the climate change agenda that they're bringing in through the United Nations Agenda 2030, man. This is where they crush us on everything that we use, your appliances, your car, your travels, your trips, what you can and can't do, you know. Everything's going to get, what you grow in your backyard, what you buy, what you can produce, what you wear, where you go. Everything's going to have that carbon footprint of guilt, you know. They're going to have their hands in every single aspect of your lives that you can possibly think of. This is where they're going to crush people into this New World Order Agenda 2030 system that we've been talking about since how long now? COVID-19 and the fake virus is just a tiny part of all of this, and the jabs and everything is just a part of Agenda 2030. Now comes the crushing part. Possibly climate lockdowns, but this is where they crush everybody. This is where they really crush farmers and businesses and small businesses and anybody who thinks that they can work for themselves. This is where we're going to get a black market. This is where we're going to get people operating, outside of the system. But as they take away cash, you're not going to get work for cash anymore. It's going to be credits, you know. This is where Daniel Andrews, and this is what we're talking about with Johnny before, this is where he had his Chinese buddies coming in on plane after plane after plane after plane from mainland China, installing all this high tech into Melbourne and Victoria, and mostly Melbourne. And this is where all this stuff is going to start getting turned on, you know? This is the AI beast system part of this. They've done the busting of the heads. Everybody submitted. We didn't, but most people submitted. You were punctured through your skin with the tracking markers. And now they move into that whole beast control spider's web system. You know, that's what's coming. That's his next agenda. And you don't want to disobey this system because you will be cast out. Daniel Andrews is a villain in a movie. He's like a villain in an old James Bond movie, you know. He's a compromised character that's probably been groomed since he was younger. You know, he's being paid a hell of a lot of money. And as I said before, and I stick by it, the more violent and cruel these dictators are, and psychopathic and desperate they are, the more that you know that they are compromised. And they do not want things being leaked to the public about their dealings and what they've done. So they will do anything that they're told in order to keep that private. It's leverage against them. It's the smut files. That's what you call it, folks. It's the smut files. You know, that's what they have on these people. And they don't want that getting out, so that they're going to do everything that they can. And so that they become more and more putrid and more evil in order to hide that. The skeleton's in the closet, but it just builds up and it builds up and it just gets more and more calmer and it just gets worse and worse. And you can see it in their face, because it just becomes this heavy load, this burden of putrid evil, and you look at them and it makes you sick. And that's what I look at when I see this guy Daniel Andrews. I look at him, his eyes, he's so heavy, it's just so evil. The evil is heavy, it's putrid, it stinks, and you can look at him, and it's becoming worse and worse as the people get suckered in and put up with more. And so it really is on a knife edge for Victoria this year. It really is on a knife edge. And I don't think that there's anything that you can do to keep him out. As I said, the only way to stop Daniel Andrews and stop all of this is if pretty much everybody in Melbourne and Victoria go to that Parliament building and they show a force together. And they demand, and they sit, and they demand, and they will not move until he is dragged out and taken out and investigated. You know, that the people need to do this. Sure, he's got thousands and thousands of these Gestapo, these Darth Vader Robocops. And I'm sure he can bring in, he just rings his, you know, his buddy, Klaus Schwab or whatever it is, you know, in his coffin. Sure, he's got a little digital screen there on top of his coffin when he's getting a blowjob off one of his little boys, you know. He's got a little touch screen on the top of his coffin. It lights up. Daniel Andrews is calling, you know. Thus, you know. It's Dan the man. I need another couple of thousand of your, you know, of your guys in black here in Melbourne, you know. I will give you another couple thousand. They go under tunnels and they come up, they're ready. You know, but when you think about it, folks, you know, I mean, if you get millions, and I'm talking millions of people coming from all over Australia and all over Victoria, and they just take that city. They just take it down. They just take it down. Like what's happening in some overseas countries now that have just, oh man, this is what you need to do. You need the people. You need the people in massive numbers to just crush these police forces. Even if they try to use weapons, it's just too overwhelming, you know? It's like trying to stop the river from bursting the banks and it just becomes too powerful and just blasts through. That's what would happen. And they could actually force their way into Parliament in Victoria and they could force him out. They could force him out and they could... This is a people's revolution, but we're not there. This country is not there. We're not even closely there. We're getting there, and there's signs of it, but we're really way off. We're really way off, folks. And it's going to take a lot more pain and a lot more suffering and heartache, which is coming. And wait till you see what he's going to do to the farmers of Victoria. If you grow anything, as I said, I don't care if you grow beans, if you grow fucking, if you're a dairy farmer, if you have meat, I don't care, eggs, potatoes, anything that you can think of, whatever you do as a farmer, you better be prepared for what this guy has planned for you. And unfortunately, as I said, we're not there yet as a nation, but I will work my guts off to stick up for the farmers and put out everything that I can to try and wake people up, but we can't force people. We're just not there yet, folks. It is tough. And I don't want to be negative. I'm not being negative. It is changing. I think, and what I was looking at an article here, did I save it? Give us a look. It was a pretty good article, actually. Let me see. Here we are. The great unraveling is now upon us. It's all breaking down with stunning speed. Natural News. It's a good article. The Western world is breaking down with stunning speed as all the lies, delusion, corruption and fake fiat money bullshit printing processes reach the tipping point of collapse. Nothing works anymore. The governments of the world are criminal cartels that are deliberately dismantling food and energy resources necessary to keep half the human population alive. This coming winter, Europeans are going to starve and freeze to death in record numbers. And imagine all those people who have had those jabs, who have heart problems. It's just going to be a mess. We're being thrown back into the dark ages, pre-electricity and pre-fossil fuels. North Americans won't be spared either as